Okay, we're on the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzinu Beis HaKnesses. So whether there's fewer or whether there's a lot, just like in the shul, you only say it one way, so to everywhere else. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Kom Makre B'Oraisa. So he got up to get an aliyah from he got up to read the Torah in the shul. Amar Baruch Hu, Lo Amar Hamavarach. He didn't say, he said Baruch Hu Es Hashem. He didn't say Hamavarach. So they got all upset. They wanted to silence him. So Rav said, Arpune, leave him alone. The Nehid Kerem Akiva, he's been going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds, all you say is Baruch Hu Hashem. You don't say the word, I'm a Vorach. Another case. Rav Zeir Komakri Kohen Bum Kom Levi. Rav Zeir was a Kohen, and they called him up because there were no Levium there. He made another Baruch Hu with four Levi. He was coming up in Yam Obrim Kom Levi, and he went ahead and said a Baruch Hu Yishon, and a Baruch Hu, he said another Baruch Hu. They wanted to silence him too. So here, there's eight, it says over here that the people in the synagogue objected to his reciting both the blessings twice. They felt, since he had already recited prior blessing on the Kohen portion, it's unnecessary for him to recite another blessing before the Levi portion. Kind of like, well, I don't know, if you said it Baruch Achrona on the Kohen portion, why wouldn't you have to make another Baruch Rishon? Alternatively, he knew before he got Kohen that there was no Levi, so he should have just said the Baruch Rishon on the Kohen portion. And the Baruch Achrona after the Levi portion, why did he do Baruch Rishon, Baruch Achrona, Baruch Rishon, Baruch Achrona? It sounds, they were getting upset about this. It's not clear, right, what it was. And in footnote 9, also he goes on more. Again, leave alone. This is the way they have their place. So, in footnote 9, he goes through the whole Gemara and Megillah. I'm not going into the whole Gemara over there, but basically the Gemara over there says that the reason why we make a bracha Rishon Achron after each person is because Rishon HaYotzim Rishon HaNichnasim, right? So if somebody comes in and it's after they started, he shouldn't think that there's no bracha before you're learning. It's whatever. It's for the people, other people. So because this paragraph down below, since this is the reason why blessings are recited over each passage, so Reb Zeira and the people in his shul, they understood it applies even when two consecutive passages are given as aliyahs to the same Kohen. For the additional Torah blessings were ordained only for the purpose of safeguarding against misconceptions of those who would not be present for the entire service. These misconceptions could possibly arise and need to be dispelled, even when the same Ola already recited the blessings. The people in Reb Chiya Bar Ashi's community understood to be only to add blessings for different Olim, but if it's the same Ola, they felt that it wasn't necessary in that case. So it's a machlokas, how to learn the Gemara and Megillah, basically, is what he's being mazbar over here. Okay, so now he says, now since we said two cases of people who diverge from accepted practice. So it discusses a biblical incident in which someone similarly diverged from previously accepted practice. So Ksivaybrach Ezra as Hashem Ha'olokim HaGodol. The Ezra gave a blessing to the great God. So great God means a little bit different. In other words, he must have said something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu which was great, made him sound greater than, I guess, what we normally would think. So the Gemara asked, "But my Gidlo, how is he begadol Hashem? Just saying Godol?" Yeah. So it says over there, Yushalmi says, "Gidlo b'shem ha'mafarash." When he said the bracha, he actually used the explicit name. He said the yud kei vav kei out the way it's written. But Masam Gidlo b'bracha, he magnified him in the bracha. Let's see over here, he included in the blessing praises of God that others had declined to recite. Okay, now we're going to talk about that. So we're talking about Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, HaNagra. Okay, this is a famous Gemara. Why are they called Anshei Knesset Hagdola? Reb Simon b'shem Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Lama nikru Anshei Knesset Hagdola? Why are they called Gadola? Shechziru Hagadola liyoshna. They brought back the Gadola of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Pinchas. Moshe set up the Matbea. He said, "Hakel Hagadol Hagivah Naira." Moshe Rabbeinu, I think he was praying for the eagle. No, so that when he did it? Where did he do it? Where did Moshe say, I forgot.
Yeah.
So that's not by the equal, is it? I forgot. Where is it? You have a pasuk.
10:17.
Yeah. 10:17. I'm sorry. It's not. So it's not the bracha. It's not the blessing. Yeah. So anyway. So whatever. I didn't look it up, but it certainly is part of. It's something that came from Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, no, I don't need it. It's fine. Yirmiyahu Amar Hakel Hagadol Hagibar. He took away the Hanoira. Why? Mm-hmm. Why did Yirmiyahu take away the word Hanoira? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why Hagibar? Why did he say powerful? He said, Lazen, Noah, Likros, Gibar. Shahu Roa, Korban, Base, it was Shosek. He sees the destruction of the bias and he's quiet. Lomo, Loma, Nora. Why did he say that? Shein Nora Elo Beis HaMikdash. Nora, it refers to the Beis HaMikdash. It says Nora Elokim Imikdash Shafa, right? So you see the Beis HaMikdash is called Nora. And now the Beis HaMikdash is in ruins. What am I going to say Nora for? The Nora is missing. Kadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation of Nora, which is Beis HaMikdash, is in ruins. So Yirmiyahu decided, forget Nora. So he dropped it. The Neil Amar, Hakel Hagadol VaHaNora, he dropped Lo Amar HaGibor, he dropped on Gibor. Why? Banav Masurim B'Kolarim. The children are in shackles in foreign nations. Hechen he Gvurase. Where's his Gvura? So why did he say Hanora? He said, Lazen Nora, Likros Nora, and Nora is Sha'as Mono, B'Kivshanayesh. He had to say Nora because of the great things he did in the fire oven, right? That he was saved from the fire oven when they were thrown into the oven. So, the kiven sha'amdu anshek neses hagadola hechziro hagadula liyosh. When the anshek neses hagadola, they return the gadula to its original austerity, or is that the word? Hakel hagadol hagibor v'hanor. They said all three. So the Gemara says, ubasa v'adam yeshvah koach liten kitzel advarim halalu. Does someone have ability to put a limit on how you mishpeach hakadosh baruch hu? No, that's not really what it said. It's a little bit. How could your it says over here? How could Yirmiyahu and Daniel refrain? It's kind of like how did they drop what was said by Moshe Rabbeinu? Where did they get the kind of like chutzpah? You're taking away the shvachim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How did they do that? On Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Yoydenhen on Rabbim Shalohon Hamiti ve'Enon Machnifilah. They knew their God is a God of truth, and they're not going to give him a nifa, meaning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if himself, Kaviyachal, does not feel insulted by the fact that you're not saying Nora, because I understand very well why you're not saying Nora, and I agree with you, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what struck me when I read this Gemara, something I think is very partial, however, I just want to bring it up to the Tzibur, see what you think. We're calling them the Anshei Knesses Hagadola, Hechziru Hagadula, Liyoshna. Now, all these people that we're talking about, they dropped Noira, right? They dropped Gibor, but Gadol, they all kept. So why are we calling it Hizero Hagadula Liyoshna? The Gadula was never, Gadol was never removed. What do you mean they returned Gadula? Gadol was always there. So what do you think of that question? Is that a good question?
Yeah.
Why do we say that the Anshei Knesses HaGibor or Hechziru HaGadula, Anshei Knesses HaGibor VaHaNoira, what are they referring to?
The godless of the whole
thing. The godless.
Yeah. Why do you think that? Why do you think otherwise?
Because it happens to be one of the words that we say. HaGadol HaGibor VaHaNoira. So that's why I thought Gadol was referring to that. You didn't even think that it was a friend. What? So that means that's my point of bringing this out. What you see from the Gemara is Hagadol is the top. The following words, Gibor VaNoira, are explaining. They're modifying. There's what I have. Is it? What's the word I'm looking for? synonym. When you say when you have right, you say I have a bit. I have a the ball is large. Large ball. What's the large ball? What's the word? The adjective. That's an adjective. Okay. So that we're saying is that Gibor and Noira are adjectives of Gadol. They're describing the Gadol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not Pashut. When I read Shmona Esrei Pashut, I would say Gadol is one thing, Gibor is a second thing, Noira is a third thing, totally separate. That's not what the Gemara is saying. I think the Gemara is saying that it has zero Gadolosai, that Nachshon Gadol returned by bringing back the Gibor and the Noira. It's mashlim the Gadol.
No, but what is
Gadol?
What's
Gadol?
Right.
Gadol is Gadol. Yeah, I understand. You're saying the Pashut Pshat. I'm agreeing with you. But it seems from here not like that. Pashut Pshat in the Yerushalmi is zero Gedulasa Shakar Shparko. What do you, why did they say that?
What else are you going to call? The greatness of God is being put back in.
Do you not see that Gadol is not being chosen here for a reason? Really? Okay. I thought it was a point. Chaim doesn't agree with me. Does anybody online agree with me?
You're right.
Smee, do you hear what I'm saying? All right.
I hear, but I'm not taking sides.
Are you a politician? Okay, halacha dalit. Very good. So three people that ate together cannot divide up. As we said before, the difference between being mechalik and whatever we said in the previous mission. Chayin arba, same thing is true with four. Okay, chamisha, they can't break up. Shisha, not talking about three, six people can't break up into two groups of three. Anasar, up until 10 people. Bahasar, not talking about Shuresh, 10 people can't divide up until there are 20 because they're saying the shame. You have a chiv to say the shame, they can break up into two groups of 10. I thought that was a chiddush by itself to tell me that I can break up into two groups of 10 because there's, after all, a din of Rova Muhammad Hadras Melech. I would have told them it's also for you to break into two groups of 10. Rova Muhammad Hadras Melech, you should be making a Zima with 20, not 10. But apparently that's not a problem. If you want to break up, you can. Tani, we're on 76A4. It says in a Braisa, Yosh Melech of Shabbos. Okay, now we're going to talk about Hilchas Berachas HaMazon. Well, I don't know how this came in here, but it's in here. Shochach v'lohiz kashal Shabbos. He forgot to say Ritzay. So what's the din? And I think it's Rav Shmuel. Rav says, Chayzer, you have to go bench again. Shmuel Amarena Chayzer, you don't have to go back bench again. The beer on the bottom explains that they're having a fundamental machlokas. Is there a chiyuv to eat bread on Shabbos? That's what it's Tolian. Rav held, there's a chiyuv to eat bread, and Shmuel held, there's no chiyuv to eat bread on Shabbos. Oh, wow. I never knew there was such a sheet. Anyway. Shimon bar Ba, Hashem Rav Yerkanon, Sofik Hizker, Shohar Shkreiner, Sofik Lo Hizker. So now, the Gemara says that if one is in doubt whether he said Yalav Yovo in benching or not, he might say it also, he doesn't have to go back. So the idea, so first of all, even though he presented it in the case of in doubt, it's really, it doesn't make a difference, because if you're in doubt, Ms. Dami, you didn't say it correct. So you're assuming you did not say it. So if you had to say it, if you knew for sure that you didn't say it, then it wouldn't make a difference that you're in doubt. You would also have to say it again, right? So the Gemara could have just as easily presented this case in a case of a vadai that he knows he didn't say it.
He said on the bottom where it describes about 30 days and 29 days for Shkodesh. You always have 29 days between a Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you don't have a 30 day where you're in a habit of saying something, so you can't say for sure that you didn't say that's insane.
Okay, very good. That's a funny thing. 30?
I don't remember what number it was. I just remember.
Yeah, 30 talks about it. In 30, second paragraph, second column, one might wonder if Yerkanon's ruling pertains even if the one who definitely omitted, why did he state it regarding one who's uncertain? Pichonish suggests perhaps the Gemara is simply quoting an answer that he gave to a questioner who was in doubt. It's just like a Maisa Shohaya. And then he has other problems. Okay, next. Maybe he has someplace else. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't make sense. Let's keep going. Let's see, what's next thing? Ashkach Tani Ufalik. So there was a Tana who contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't go back. He said, the Tana said, this is what the Tana said. Kol Yom Shesh Makor Musaf. Whenever there's a Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, Tzorach L'Haskamim, or you have to mention whatever's going on that holiday, right? Halav Yavo, Shmona Esen, Brach Samazin, you have to say it. In lo his gear, if you didn't mention the Alviyovo where you were supposed to, Machzir and also you go back. So right there, you've got a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan, right? No more Musaf could go on Chanukah Purim. There's no Musaf. You're supposed to mention Alanisim. Lo his gear, and Machzir also you don't have to go back, right? And that's Allah. Anyway, that contradicts Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara, no, that's it. I think that's it, right? I think that's the end of it. What? Yeah. Apparently there are other approaches to this. Okay, let's keep going. Chanan bar Abba v'chavraya habiyasunachu b'shavsa. So they were sitting and they were eating on Shabbos in the Ochlan of Orchin, come Azalei. So after they finished eating, he got up. They said Berkas HaMazon, right? So he got up and he left. Then he came back. Chazar, he came back later. Ashkin of Orchin. We're on, 1 second, we're on 76. Yeah. 85, right. He came back and he found them eating again. He found them saying Berkas HaMazon again. Amar, like Far Parach, we already benched already. What are you benching again for? Amalei, they said, we have to bench again because obviously they must have forgotten something. They forgot to say, the Ashkechon, and we're on 76b, the Ashkechon, Makor Shabbos. So we forgot to say Shabbos, right?
All of them?
So.
One of them probably benched for
It's. This is a big problem. Exactly what's going on over here. Let me see here. I don't want to do a rant here, but first I want to mention one thing real quick. First of all, You when he points out in the footnotes, which I thought was very more halacha lemaisa, was if let's suppose we benched the mezuman and we forgot to say ritzay. Well, let's say we all forgot to say ritzay. We're all sitting together, our sign of rayah, wash all ourselves off. You know, we do the whole benching, and then after benching is over, we realize we forgot ritzay. We forgot, right? When we go back, we don't do zimun. Zimun, we were yotzei. Okay, that's right. He left them. He came back and he found that they were benching. Because, you know, once he's gone, they can't do Zimun. He's gone. There's only two people left. There were only three to begin with. So he says, you see from here that if you forget something at and you have to go back and bench again, the Zimun part, you were Yotze already, and that's all. So I thought that was an important thing. He says that... I think I'm supposed to remember where I see everything. hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. I just want to pause this thing. I want to pause it. Okay. Lo Amar Kane Reb Ba B'Shem Reb Kuna Reb Yirmiya Matu Ba B'Shem Rav. Did not Reb Ba say in the name of Kuna Reb Yirmiya, and some say it goes even back to Rav Shachaf LaHiska Shal Shabbos. If you forgot the same Ritzay that he says, Omer Asher Nasam Luchal Am Yisrael. In other words, there's an Eitzah to say this bracha. The bracha, the text of the bracha is in the bottom here, footnote two. Bracha Tashem Olkei Machalom. Didn't you had such a text? So why didn't you go ahead and do that? Why are you going and benching all over again? So the Gemara answers came because you see a doctor. That's true. if, in other words, in our case, we diverted your attention, in the meaning that you finished breakfast, you started the bracha revius, that's what it really means. This is where you did not finish, you didn't start your next fourth bracha. That's the rule. If you say bonei v'racha Yerushalayim, amen, once you say that, you can insert the bracha at that point. But once you start the fourth bracha, that's the end of it. You can't say that bracha. Okay, Tony, you have 10 people going. So 10 people are walking, even though they're all eating from one loaf, each one plays the bracha for himself because they're walking. And as long as you're walking, there's no kfiyas. If they sat down and they ate together, even though we're all eating from our own individual sandwiches, our own little kikar, one can say the bracha for everyone. Okay? So, yeah, we're not talking about that. Yeah, Mahalik is a problem. Yeah, there's a lot of problems, right? This is talking, he says over here that the Braisa says sat down and ate in the past tense. So it's talking about Berks Hamazim. Zimun cannot be formed by people who ate while walking. So if we're walking together, we're all eating our sandwiches, you can't have a Zimun. All right, okay, that's an important rule. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zam Lachabi Bukunduka. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was leading a Zimun for his friends in an inn. And it doesn't say anything.
It just kind of drops.
So what's the point of him saying that? So it says that he must have been that they were traveling with his friends, and they didn't sit down to actually do a Zimun until they got to the inn. That seems to be what it is.
They sat down to eat together.
Yeah, that's the point. So it's like, you know, a one liner. You have to figure it out. Now, two chaburas are eating together in one house. If each group can see each other, but if they don't see each other, so in other words, there's a pizza between us. They do independent lezimun. You have to put in water before you can make bracha on wine. Because it has to be watered down, because before it's watered down, it doesn't come to the mal yusah, and therefore it retains its original bracha, bright priyama eitz, nivi rabbi Eliezer. You always make a bright priyama gofen, whether you added the water, whether you didn't add the water. We had this machlokas earlier. This is the Mishnah where it was said.
What did it say in halacha 4?
What? What's the question?
It says halacha 4.
Oh, it's a mistake. It's actually halacha. Hey, you're right. Yeah. Send that into art school as a mistake. Should be halacha 5. You're absolutely right. Should get a free payer for that. Good question. Okay, beautiful. Reb Yonav Reb Abba Bar Zemino B'Shem Reb Zeiro L'Shnei Batim Nitzrocha. Okay, now this is a shot like this. In the English, it says halacha 4. Okay. You have the Hebrew. It says halacha hey. Okay. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina were quoting Rabbi Zeira, L'shnei batim nitzrucha, that this ruling is only when you have two groups are in two houses. In other words, it's not necessary to say if we were both in the same house. The Mishnah didn't have to say, if we're both in the same house and we see each other, then we're mitzarek. Of course we're mitzarek. Why wouldn't we be mitzarek? It says when they see each other, they are mitzarek. We're saying, if we're both in the same house and we see each other, there's no need to say that, right? And therefore, the Mishnah is only necessary if we're in separate houses and we see each other. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. As long as we see each other, we can mitzarek in four across the aisle from each other, the alley, through the window, tiptoe through the window. Yes. What? Doesn't matter. Yeah. Now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. shenichnasu mishar rishona olmanas king. That's only if they, when they originally went into each house, they went into each house with an understanding that we're going to be mitzaref with each other. We're all part of the same party. Okay.
Or there wasn't room.
Could be that. It could be also chesidisha, uvaiba, esnet, with the mena. Could be a lot of different reasons. Okay. Eli basis seeing the people who go to the Nasi's house. Now, in the Nasi's house, you have many different dining halls. Why don't you treat that case? Is it like one house? In other words, do you have to see each other or do you not have to see each other? All right. Neymar, so we say as follows. If the people are mingling and they pass by each other, mazanim, then it's like one group. But if they don't mingle, mazanim, then they can't join. This is like, I was thinking this is like, you know, this is like these large smorgasbords, like, you know, you ever been to the one at the end? Or a hotel. Yeah, right. Rabbi Yechia, Mukim Amore Altara Mitziah, Aya, Devei Midrasha, that he would do is he would station his spokesman at the doorway in the middle of the base medrash. So there was, I guess, like a doorway or something. And that way he could leave the zimun for both sides, both the ones who are in the one room and in the other room. Right, that's what it seems to be. I think we're going to stop here. It says over here, 121, one group would eat on one side of the doorway, another group would eat on the other side. The groups could not see each other. They would combine for one large zimun because they could see the spokesman. All right. No, I'm not going to do it. Okay.